name of Jesus, we part their power in the name of the Lord. Those Satan pages, we cannot be defeated. We part their power in the name of the Lord. Let's agree together. Let all of our enemies crumble at our feet. For whatever we find on earth shall be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to of the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Those Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Follows up after thee.
is you, my Lord, a sweet aroma of worship that rises from your throne. As we gather, may your spirit move among the stars. As we gather, may your spirit move among the stars. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we praise your name. We'll be blessed because we came. The first love of the Lord never ceases. Mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. As we gather, may your spirit move among us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we praise your name. Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy every
evening.
Amen.
It's lovely to worship.
Amen.
To glorify His name. God bless you, saints, this evening. It's good to be in His house.
Amen.
It's put together in His name.
Amen.
I want to say thanks to Dee. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
God bless you for that. Let's pray. Father, we just want to echo the words of your song. Father, just wanted to sanctify ourselves for your glory. Just wanted to give ourselves into your hands that you may bring the best that we can bring.
Amen.
Father, Lord, to lay it at your feet, Lord. Father, our gifts, our talents, our abilities, all that you've given unto us. Father, to glorify that name. Lord, we've come into your house for that purpose upon this night. Father, that you may minister unto us, that you'd better equip us. And Father, you would help us, that you would guide us.
Lord,
we just want to commune with you. We just want to fellowship with you. Thank you for song worship.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for opportunity to express ourselves in song.
Amen.
Father, the deep that is within us, to find an expression of worship before you.
Amen.
And thank you, Father, for your goodness in responding back unto us. So we dedicate the service now to thee. May you bless Brother Max as he had come.
Amen.
Father, give him unction, give him wisdom and grace.
Amen.
Guide him and lead him in the way that you'd have him to God.
Amen.
Won't you help us as well, Father, as we bring ourselves before the Lord. Those that aren't here, we pray for them. Sister Blueberry, bless her. She's traveled.
Amen.
Father, them with needs at this time. We pray, Lord, you'd reveal yourself as Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
That, Father, you'd minister to every situation.
Amen.
That, Father, you may establish unto yourself a testimony in the midst of your
people.
Amen. Let your will be done, we pray. Father, looking to you now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I just wanted to say one comment just before we hand over to the next tune. May the Lord bless him this night. Is that I remember once listening to somebody preaching about youth, and I like what they said. They said, many people say the youth are the future of the church. And he says, I really want to correct that. You don't ever want the youth to be the future. You want the youth to be now.
Amen.
You don't want to just be looking to people. And that's why we desire to have meetings like this. No, because there's nothing sweeter to learn than to yield yourself to the Lord. There's nothing as satisfying as being used of the Lord. There's nothing you'll find inside of this life, no matter what you would do, whatever you give yourself over to, which is as satisfying as getting yourself into a condition to yield yourself to the service of the Lord. And the younger that you learn that, the better. There's no age limit to yielding to the Lord. There's no age limit to being used of the Lord, to putting yourself in the hands of the Lord. You might be as young as Samuel was in the Bible, but he surrendered himself. He was a Nazarite unto the Lord. He separated himself. He consecrated himself because of the prayer of his mother and the vows that he took. And at a young age, he learned to hear the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
And not only that, but he learned to take what he had received from the Lord, allow the Lord's hand to be upon him and go and deliver it to other people, as thus saith the Lord. And he learned that as a young age. And friends, the younger the better. Now, the younger you can learn to pray, to really get into the spirit of genuine prayer, the better. The younger that you can learn to get into the spirit of the word, the spirit of revelation, the better. And the younger that you can yield yourself and learn that secret of humility, humbling yourself and submitting yourself and waiting upon the Lord and following His leadership and hearing His voice, the younger that can be your experience. Our friends, that's when you start to find out what life is all about.
Amen.
You know, you can go out with your friends, and your friends can all pat you on the back, and you can be the big guy and say this and that and make everybody laugh. You know, there's an element of joy and satisfaction in that. But it'll never compare with the satisfaction of doing the will of God.
Amen.
Because He's a rewarder. You know, God so rewards you spiritually. He does something inside of your soul when you serve Him acceptably, that it's like Jesus said, I have bread to eat that you know not of. Now my bread that would satisfy me is to do the work of my Father.
Amen.
It's to finish His work. And to the young people, I'd really say that. Learn as young as you can to sanctify yourself. Jesus said, Father, for their sake I sanctify myself. Now you can get yourself involved in a lot of things. If you're going to be leading songs, if you're going to be ministering, whatever you're doing for the Lord, playing music, but it's good to sanctify yourself, to separate yourself from anything that can hinder, anything which puts leaven in your spirit, anything which can hold you back from being really yielded to the Lord.
Amen.
But to really sanctify yourself. So these meetings like this are a real perfect opportunity to give an opportunity to the young people.
Amen.
To show they're not just the future.
Mm.
But there's no, I mean, for a son and daughter of God, you don't want to be the future. You want God to use you now.
Amen.
You want to be doing His will and His purpose now. So we're really glad to be here this evening. Let's invite our brother to come, and may the Lord grant him grace as he takes his liberty.
Yeah. Amen.
Actually becoming a witness, amen. There's something that we have to look at, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We want to look at how Jesus called his witnesses, amen.
Amen.
You remember that day Jesus walking down the Sea of Galilee?
Hallelujah.
And he met boy Andrew, Andrew and Peter, and Peter, amen. And they were fishing, amen. And he said unto them, you follow me, amen. They didn't think twice, amen. They left all they have and they followed Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Remember he walked and he met the sons of Zebedee. You see John and James, amen. He asked them to follow him, amen. They didn't know where they were going, amen. They didn't know what was going to happen later, but yet they followed Jesus, amen. And tonight the Lord is calling us, will you be a witness, amen? Because they were going to be a witness one day, amen. And that's why he called them to follow him. We find Matthew, all these people, all the disciples, they were called to follow. But there's one thing that they did, that they abandoned what they have, and they followed Jesus, amen. And tonight we want to follow Jesus, amen. We youth want to stand for Jesus, amen. Even as the pastor was saying, we want to be now, amen. We want to be the youth now, amen, standing for this message, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So become a witness. What we need to do is we have to abandon all that we have, amen. And tonight we really want to get into this tonight by the grace of God, amen. He's calling us tonight to follow him, amen. As young people, amen. We stand this evening for the reading of his word, amen. We stand this evening to Acts chapter 1, from verse 6 to 8, amen. And said, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father hath put in his own power. But he said, but ye shall receive power. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Amen.
Yeah.
And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen.
Yeah.
That's his word, man. Let's bow our heads. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, Father. This evening, Lord, we just yield ourselves, Lord, into thy name, O God.
Amen.
Father, we don't want to be a man, Lord, Father, standing here to bring you the word of God. But Lord, we desire, Lord Jesus, Lord, you mentioned your word unto us this day, O God.
Amen.
You may grant us, O Father, Lord God, wisdom, O Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
The Father, Lord, you may speak that you may lay me aside, O Father, this day, O God, Lord. That all my senses, O Lord, may be mortified, O Lord, the Father, this day, O God. The Lord, a sense of faith, O Lord, and you will take control, Lord, we pray tonight, O God.
Yes.
Grant us your grace, O Father, Lord God. Bless the service, O Lord God, that we may come out of your help, O Father, Lord God. Walking out there, Lord, as you witnesses, O Father, we have this day. Grant us your grace now, for we commit it into thine hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we see that before these people, amen, as they accepted to follow me, man, sorry, I'm so nervous.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. There are three preachers in here. It's not.
Amen.
Amen. You see, as he said to them, follow him, amen. For them to become a witness, they had to do something. They had to abandon everything that they had, amen.
Yes.
And tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to show us how that we can become, how we can be a witness, amen. The way to become a witness, amen. And we read from the message, witnesses tonight, amen, 1956. And the prophet said, now, in order to be a witness must first be qualified, amen.
Yes.
And he said, in the court of our land, in the Supreme Court, and in all the courts of justice, a witness must be first examined before he can be a witness. Amen.
Yes.
And if the courts of our land in justice will require an examination before becoming a witness, then how much more will God of heaven require an examination and a qualified witness before we are recognized in his sight as a correct witness? Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet is showing us that for us to become a witness, we need to go through an examination. Amen. We need to be qualified before we can become a witness. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he keeps on saying, so he gave this commission to the disciples, or the 120, that they should wait at the city of Jerusalem until they were qualified to be witness. Amen.
Amen.
So we had a place that you have to go to be able to be qualified to be a witness. Amen.
Amen.
So this place, when you go, you meet face to face with God, and that is where you become a witness. Amen.
Amen.
So he said, you go to this place, and then you'll be qualified to become a witness. Amen.
Amen.
Then he kept on saying, there was a certain specification that they must meet before they could be qualified as a witness. And this witness was to be, the qualification was to be the coming of the promised Holy Spirit to fill the church with unction. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And the prophet goes on now to explain what unction is. And it says, the word unction comes from Greek, and the word comes from the Greek word dynamite. Amen. Where it means an explosion. Amen. So when you become qualified, you become a dynamite. Amen. As a qualified youth, you must explode. Amen.
Amen.
That is his word. Amen. That is the qualification that will lead in this age. Amen. To be an explosion. To be what? A dynamite. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then it said, they must receive something first before they can be a witness. And he said, God never sends a man until first he has made this man a qualified witness.
Amen.
Now, in the court, before you can ever be a witness, you have to either be an eye or an ear witness. Amen.
Right.
You can't say, Lord, somebody said, somebody said, somebody said.
Mm.
They'll throw you out
Amen.
Right now. You will not receive that.
Mm.
No,
Amen.
They will not receive that. Any attorney knows that. That you cannot be a witness unless you have seen it yourself.
Amen. Right.
Not what somebody else said.
Amen.
You have to see it and hear it.
Amen.
Either see or hear before you can be a witness.
Amen.
Amen.
So you
Amen.
Don't only have to hear, but you have to see as well. But you can either hear or you can only see. Amen.
Amen.
That is what the prophet is saying here. And that day in the upper room, they saw it and they had it. Amen.
Amen.
They saw the tongue of fire coming upon them. Amen. And they had the mighty rushing wind blowing in there. And that made them what? A witness.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
And after some 119, 33 years later, amen, the prophet at the Ohio River, he was baptizing some people. Amen.
Amen.
And he also saw something. That same light came down from heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. To make him what a witness. Amen. And that voice came in and said, as John the Baptist was sent to fall around the first coming,
Amen.
So as your message said, to fall around the second coming. So we have a witness in this day. Amen. And it's the message of the hour to take us back to Pentecost. So to make us what? As a qualified witness.
Amen.
In this age.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So we have to be a dynamite. Amen. Amen. Seated. Amen.
Amen.
What's that on you? Look up. Look up. Amen. And he looked up. And tonight we want to look up. Amen.
Amen.
Don't want to look down. Amen.
Amen.
Because our redemption is drawing nigh. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he became a witness in that age. Amen. And after the Pentecost, those people, they couldn't stand still. Amen.
Amen.
They just couldn't stand still. Peter would deny Jesus Christ. He was standing in the street preaching. Amen. And that day when Peter and John, they were walking down to the temple, they were going to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And that lame man, he was lying there. Amen.
Yeah.
And when they got there, and the lame man just stretched his hand asking for alms. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible said they fastened their eyes on him. Amen. Because now they were what? Qualified. Amen. Now they were coming to bear the witness of what they were qualified to do. Amen. And what did they say? Silver and gold have we not. Amen. But what we have this day, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you rise up and walk. Amen. Tonight the youth, you rise up and walk. You are called to be a witness. Amen. To be a witness of that message. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That is what the Lord is looking for tonight. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we cannot stand still, loving the youth. Amen.
Amen.
We brothers, we cannot stand still. Amen.
Amen.
The sisters, we cannot stand still. Amen.
Amen.
We have to do something about it. Amen. Because we have to be a witness. Amen. We must be that dynamite. Amen. Exploding in this last age. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
By bearing the word, by bearing the fruit of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. In Isaiah's walk, he was a witness. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But he became a witness after what? He had an encounter, as we had the other day from the pastor.
Amen.
Amen. When the heavens was open to him.
Yeah.
Amen. Then he said, I will go. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We need a moment where the heavens is open on the rest.
Amen.
We need a moment where we will meet and we'll have an encounter face to face, revival with Lord
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So that we can become witness. Amen.
Amen.
We don't have to be acquainted. At the beginning, Isaiah, he was acquainted with the word. Amen.
Amen.
He was acquainted with Jesus Christ because he was just close to Uzziah.
Amen.
But then when he met Jesus Christ himself. When he had that encounter, that experience, then he was no more acquainted with the word. Amen. But he became a witness.
Amen.
Amen. Because he has seen it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And he has had it. Amen.
Amen.
And then he said, I will go. Amen. So we need a personal revelation of the word. We need a personal experience.
Amen.
Amen. Ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Before we can move on as weakness.
Amen.
Amen. As youths. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hmm.
But if saints, if you're standing still, then there is a problem.
Amen.
If you're standing still, then there is a problem.
That's right.
Amen. Because if you're a witness, you cannot stand still.
Yes,
because
sir.
When we look back to Pentecost, they weren't standing still.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing something. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're standing still, then there is a problem.
That's
then
right.
What is the problem? Because you didn't pass the examination.
Mm.
Because the prophet said that before you can become a witness, you must go through examination and then you'll be qualified. Amen.
Mm.
So you didn't pass the examination. Now let's look at how we prepare ourselves for our own examination. Even I myself preparing myself for my examination. Amen. You're looking for the past exam papers. Amen. You want to go through them. You're finding the lecture notes. You're reading them. You're getting the books. You're reading them. You're calling your friends. You're asking questions to say, how do I answer this question? How do I answer this one here? Help me out. And they will help you. Amen.
Amen.
You're looking at the natural way. We've raised our examination. Amen. And remember in the message, God doesn't call man to judgment without first warning him.
Mm-hmm.
There was a brother came, Brother Doug. Mr. Doug, the prophet called him. He came to him and he asked him, am I ready to die? Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet started to give him an examination there. Amen.
Amen.
An examination of what a doctor would do.
Yes.
Amen. To see whether you're ready, whether you're okay. You can keep on living. And he said, perhaps the doctor, you take your blood sample. Amen. The doctor's no better than me. And maybe you check your pressure. Amen. And he'll check this and that. He'll take an x-ray. And he'll see whether you are okay. Amen. And at the end, he'll come with a final result and say, yes, you are fine. Amen. But tonight, we want to look at what is that spiritual book that we have to look to. Amen.
Amen.
Because this book that we want to look to is not just a book of today. It's not a past exam paper. This book that we want to look to is what? It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
This is the book that we are talking about. Amen. It's not a past book. Amen. It's a present book. Amen. A living book today. Amen. And that's what we want to be not acquainted to, but we want it to be what? Made flesh in us. Amen. That we can bear witness.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the prophet said, in the same message, he said, now I said, in this case, I am giving it a soul examination. See? And God, for the soul, only has one instrument.
Mm-hmm.
That is right. That is his word. Amen. That's his word. And Jesus said in St. John 5:24, he that heareth my word. Now listen carefully here. He says, now he that hear doesn't mean just to listen at a noise. Amen. That hear means to receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. Who can receive my word? Amen. He that hears it. Don't stand still. Call it nonsense. Them things, there's nothing to it. I don't believe that. He says, he that hear my word, that's the word of Jesus.
Amen.
Which he is the word. Amen.
Amen.
There you are. If you can hear my word, he said, and believe on him that sent me. Look at the passage. He said, and he's passed from death unto life. Amen.
Amen.
And shall not even come to the judgment, but has already passed from it. Amen. I said, how's your heart beating now? Amen. How's your heart beating now? Amen. And he said, I believe it. I had it. I have received it. And the prophet said, I said, then according to the head specialist, the chief operator, the chief doctor of eternal life says, you've passed from death unto life and shall never come into condemnation. Amen.
Amen.
So we have to pass the examination. And what is the examination? It's the word of God. Amen. Because when you pass it, when the word becomes, you receive it in you, then what is it? It's Christ now in you. Amen. So when Christ is in you, it's nothing but the Holy Ghost in you. And the qualification is nothing but it's the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
So you need the Holy Ghost in you to be a witness. So to be qualified, you need to have the word to be made flesh in you so that you become a witness, you become qualified, so that you can go on and declare this word to this anti-message. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. But now I want to look at some people, amen, who are some witnesses. Others were taking it from the message, witnesses, amen.
Yes.
You want to look at Daniel tonight, amen. Before even he became a witness, he had a certain attitude, amen.
Amen.
We read in Daniel 1:8, he said, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself, amen, with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank.
Yes.
Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself.
Amen.
Amen. So what was his attitude? His attitude was that he will not defile himself.
Purposed
in his heart that he will not defile himself. And tonight we use my purpose in our heart that we will not defile ourselves.
Amen.
When he was gone, he could have had an idea to say, well, I'm going to this land and well, I'll just leave. I mean, the Lord has forsaken us now here. He's taking us into captivity here in Babylon. And well, we will just go and we'll have fun or something like that. Amen. He could have just said, well, I'm going there. Well, I'm smart. I can become a great scientist, perhaps. Amen. Or something like that. He could have a different idea as he was going. Amen. But he said that he will not defile himself.
Amen.
Because he has known the God that he was believing. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what we need. Amen. And that we will not defile ourselves. Amen. He said that I will stand. He will stand as a witness, amen. No matter what temptation will come, he purposed in his heart that he will stand, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And when that great day the examination came, amen, the examination was the lion's den. Amen.
That's right.
And when that examination came, I tell you, friends, his knowledge in science wouldn't have been able to help him to pass that exam, amen.
That's
his knowledge in chemistry wouldn't have helped him. His knowledge in biology wouldn't have helped
him.
His knowledge in physics wouldn't have helped him. What he needed that attitude, he needed that relationship to be able to pass that examination.
Amen.
Because he knew God. Amen.
Yeah.
Therefore, our attitude is very important. Amen.
That's right.
It plays a fundamental role. Amen. Towards becoming a witness. Towards becoming the towards having that qualification that we need to actually be a witness. Amen. And I quite remember the message as well the prophet speak about this slave, amen. Speak about the slave when they took all the slaves from Africa and this particular slave's mom went and wanted to buy one of these slaves, amen. And there was this slave among them that he was so different, amen, from all the other slaves. And he asked, can I buy that one? He said, no, you can't buy that slave, amen. Why? Because his attitude, his way he was acting was different, amen.
Amen.
So he said, but why is this man different from all the other slaves,
amen?
Amen. Do you feed him different? He said, no. He said, do you do anything different? He said, no, I don't. He just eats the same thing that this slave eats.
Amen.
But what was the difference? Because he was the son of a king, amen.
Amen.
Before, even when he was there as a slave, he acted different, amen.
Amen.
And we are the children of a king, amen.
Amen.
We are believing this message,
amen.
And if you're out of this message, if you're out there in the world, we must still bear witness, amen.
Amen.
And we must stand because the Lord Jesus Christ is in his heart. Because if we have become witness, darkness, that means the word is in us. That means we have the Holy Ghost. That means we must be able to overcome any temptation that is out there. Amen.
Amen.
That's the word.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And he said, the word in the Message, Genesis 19:56. He said, when God appears, he usually appears in fire. Amen.
Amen.
And as he, they rushed to the prophet to consume him. Hungry lions, they saw the fire around the prophet. And they stood their distance. Amen. And then Daniel, in his trueness of the witness of the living God, gave testimony the next morning. Amen. He said, that there is a real, true, and living God who can deliver from the lion's den. Amen.
Amen.
He testified to it. And God gave him the opportunity. And he proved out 100%. Amen.
Amen, sir.
So he became a witness.
Right.
Why? Because he had the right attitude. Amen.
Amen.
So the attitude plays a fundamental role in order to become a witness. Amen. But how can we forget about it? The three Hebrew children in this instance as well. Amen. What did they say? They said that we will not bow. Amen.
Amen.
That we must say that we will not bow. Amen.
Amen.
We as youth, we will not bow to the tents of this world. Amen.
That's
and
right.
The prophet said, the Hebrew children was a witness that God could deliver from the fire. Amen.
Amen.
And as you may be going towards the fire. Amen. And it's becoming too hot. Amen. And you don't know what to do. But what did the Hebrew children do? They kept walking. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because
Hallelujah.
Their purpose. They said that they will not bow. And
Amen.
They kept on walking. And then that man came in their midst and started to walk with them. Amen.
Amen.
And then what happened? They walked through the fire, better than and consume them. And if you have purpose in your heart, you walk through the fire, everyone consume you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because you have purpose in your heart. You said that you will not bow.
Amen.
God is obligated to his word if you do your part.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
He never changes, saints.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And the prophet kept on saying, and he had been thrown into the fire because they refused to give glory to another, to an other God but the unseen God.
Mm.
Amen.
God wants us to take him at his word. Amen.
That's right.
We are believing an unseen God. Amen.
Mm.
But yet, what is it that is making us to believe that?
Mm.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Therefore, we are qualified. Amen.
Amen.
But we can be witnesses.
Amen.
Amen. And they refused to bow down to the image. And they went into the fiery furnace. And God made their testimony to a witness that he can deliver from the fire. Amen.
Amen.
So perhaps tonight there might be a fire before you.
Amen.
But the Lord can deliver you. Amen.
If
only you will say that you will not bow. Amen.
Amen.
And the youth in Dublin must get to a point where we will say that we will not bow. Amen.
Amen.
We must get to a place where we will say we will not bow to pornography. Amen.
Amen.
We must get to a place that we may say we will not bow to makeup. We must get to a place that we say we will not bow to pants. We must get to a place where we will say we will not bow to worldly boyfriend. We must get to a place where we will say we will not bow to worldly girlfriend. We must get to a place where we will say we will not bow to Drake. We will not bow to Beyonce. We will not bow to the pop stars of this world. Why? Because we want to be witness. Why? Because we have one in our hands that we follow that message. Amen. So we are to be witness. We will not bow to this world.
Amen.
And you have to purpose it in your heart.
That's right.
Amen.
That's the kind of you that the Lord is looking for in this age.
Amen.
He put you here for a reason.
Amen. That's right.
He's not putting you on the other age gone by, but he's putting you here for a reason.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And he has equipped you to do that.
That's right.
He has given the greatest qualification ever for you to pass this examination.
Amen.
No matter how hard it is.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Mm. And he's the same God in our midst tonight. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
You need the right attitude, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You need the word to be made flesh in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what about Abraham, amen?
Mm.
Abraham, you witness that God never fails, amen.
That's right.
That in all trials,
mm.
no matter how long it's going to take,
mm.
he's always there. He'll make
amen.
Abraham had all the excuses
mm.
to give up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's true.
Yes,
he had all the excuses to say, I'm giving up.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has promised. He's looking forward to it.
Mm.
Years ago, and he's getting old. There's no way, according to natural causes, that he can be able to have a child.
Mm.
But yet, he said he was time as a witness.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And tonight he wants you to stand as a witness. Amen.
Amen.
No matter how long it has taken, he wants you to stand as a witness.
Amen. Amen.
And the prophet said in the message of expectation, 1955, he said, and Abraham believed God and made ready for the birth of the baby. And the baby never came for 25 years. But instead of Abraham getting weaker, he got stronger all the time.
Amen.
Amen.
And when the time is going, instead of you becoming weaker, you have to become stronger. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because Jesus said, in weakness, I am what? I am your strength. Amen.
Amen.
That is his word. Amen.
Amen.
We must get to a place where we take Jesus at his word. Amen.
Right.
And we are the witness of this message.
Amen.
Amen.
He's not changed.
That's right.
He's the same.
Amen.
That is looking for people who have got enough faith to stand.
Amen.
And bear witness.
Amen.
Amen.
He's looking for witnesses.
Yeah.
The world is crying for witnesses. It's crying for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. Sons and daughters of God. Who are they? They are people filled with God.
Amen.
They are people filled with the Holy Ghost. Therefore, they are qualified.
Yeah.
And therefore, they must bear witness.
Amen.
That's what the world is looking for. That's a promise in this age.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet said he got stronger all the time.
Mm.
Giving God praise for the baby. Here is he now, 100 years old, and Sarah 90. But every day that it went longer, the greater miracle it will be.
Hallelujah.
The greater the miracle is.
Amen.
Oh Lord, the fellow, the Hebrew children of mine, the greater the miracle was. Amen. The greater they will testify of. Amen. Because if the Lord has made a way before they get into the fire, well, then they would have said, well, okay, that's fine. But they went into the fire.
Yeah.
Something against nature. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
And Abraham also was doing, got to a place where it was something against nature.
Amen.
And sometimes we may be in a situation that is something against nature.
Amen.
But just be patient.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Be waiting. Amen.
Hallelujah.
To be a witness, you must be patient.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
true.
Because God takes his time.
Yes.
Amen. And the Bible said, the prophet keep on saying, and the Bible said, he got stronger and stronger, giving praise to God.
Amen.
First year passed. Sarah, how do you feel? No different. Praise God. We're going to receive it.
Amen.
What an attitude that he had.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. He never bowed. Because he could have bowed and said, okay, I give up. I bow to this. It's over. But he said, no, he stood. Amen.
Amen.
He said, praise God, we're going to receive it anyhow.
Amen.
The second man passed. What? How do you feel, Sarah? No different. Glory, you're going to receive it anyhow. Amen.
Amen.
People said, Abraham, there's something wrong with this man, with his mind. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes they may say, something wrong with you. You can't keep on going this way.
Amen.
They may say, you're bearing reproach on this word. Amen. That's what sometimes they'll say to you.
Yeah.
But it's not so.
Amen.
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 You stand as a witness tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Prophet kept saying, he said, people said, Abraham, there's something wrong with his mind. Was there? No, sir. He took God at his word. He believed that God said, knowing that he was able to keep that which he had committed to him.
Amen.
God was able to keep his word. Amen.
Amen.
The first year passed. Nothing happened. Said, see, I told you. But Abraham said, it will be here anyhow. Amen.
Amen.
When he was 75 years old, when he was 85,
Amen.
It will be here now. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Dan bought up the bird eye and had the pins and everything ready. Amen.
Amen.
He was looking ahead. Amen.
Amen.
He was saying, I am going to receive it. So I am going to prepare for it. Amen.
Amen.
And when you are looking ahead, when you're expecting something from God, you start preparing for
Hallelujah.
It. You have faith in it and start preparing for it. Amen.
Amen. Yes,
even if you're young, sometimes we say, but I'm too young. I'm a youth. I know this faith is for the older people. No.
No.
Faith is for everyone.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
It's for you and for me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
It's your attitude.
Amen.
Amen. It's your attitude.
Yes, sir.
How are you going to do this?
Amen.
Abraham had the right one. He started to prepare for it.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't see it. There was no sign. Man's asking Sarah the same question.
Yeah.
Sarah still saying no. No kicking in the stomach.
Yeah.
But yet he's preparing for it.
Mm.
Why? Because God says so, and that settles it.
Amen.
And we must get to the place that we say, the word says so, so that settles it. I will stand for it.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Prophet said, because they knew that he's going to have a baby.
Mm.
God says so. Mm. No matter how impossible it looks, God says so.
Yes,
sir. What an attitude, saints. What an attitude. Hallelujah. Just holding on to bear the witness. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tonight we want to look at something. Amen.
Amen.
We want to look at someone that we don't want to be. Especially when we lose. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This person is the original brother.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm.
He was given a chance to be a witness.
Mm.
He had the greatest privilege ever.
Mm.
That a man could ever have. Amen.
Mm.
I don't know what I would have done if I should stand before Christ and he should tell me to follow him. Amen. Mm. But God don't know. I don't know. Perhaps I have been altered like the original ruler. And maybe that's why he put me in this age. I don't know.
Amen.
But he knows what he was doing.
Yeah.
But the original ruler was given a great chance.
Amen.
Great opportunity was set for him to follow me. Amen. But what did he do? He's on agenda.
Mm.
You know, he was a good man.
Mm.
But his own agenda. The things that he had were too dear to him to give up.
Mm.
And tonight, perhaps the Lord is calling you. He's been calling you for a long time as a young person to follow him.
Mm.
But then maybe there's something that you're still holding on that is too dear.
Mm.
And because of that, you cannot become a witness.
Mm. Yeah.
Because if the original would have left it, he would have been a witness.
That's right.
Perhaps he would have been with them in the upper room that day.
Mm. Yes, sir.
But he let it down. And perhaps you don't know what the Lord wants you to be one day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let him down, then you're burning all the chances. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
His friends, his associates, what the people will say. Because he had built up a reputation. Amen.
Mm.
He was a rich fellow. Everybody looked up to him. Everybody wanted to be like the rich young ruler. He had cars, he had everything that he needed. Sometimes the world may be looking up to you. I faced that sometime at college.
Yeah.
They'll be looking up to you for too much.
Mm.
You don't want to feel big, but they want to make you big.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what happens with the world.
Mm.
Why? Because the devil knows what he's doing.
Mm.
All what he wants is to get pride.
Yes.
Amen.
And then you miss it all straight away.
Amen.
Because there are many other people that I look to and I say, but why don't you look at this guy? He's way better than me. But why are they not going to him? Why are they coming to me? Because the devil knows that there's a life somewhere.
Mm.
And he just wanted to get pride.
Yeah.
So that he'll miss the whole thing.
Mm.
And that's what he's doing to us in this day.
Yes, sir.
To us youth. In our colleges, they'll be praising us.
Mm.
Hey, you, hey, you, hey, that. Why? They want you to be pride.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
And then you miss the whole thing.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm. He had a great chance. Amen. The prophet said in the message, come follow me. He said, maybe as a little boy, his mother had high ambition of him being a great man someday. His father was worth money. He could school him and to give him an education that he could. He could come out with a good education and be able to be something in the world. Amen.
Mm.
The devil wants you to be something in this world.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to stand, you know, to be famous or something like that. And you throw a lot of things in your way. But you have to make a choice.
Amen.
Amen. God doesn't do it all. We have to play a part as well. Amen.
Right.
We have to make a choice as well. As Amen.
Amen.
The prophet kept on saying, and with the sincerity of his mother and dad, educating the kid, and educating this kid, and perhaps come to his graduation time like you are. See, the time when he passed through school and he had his education. No doubt that he perhaps was the pride and joy of the mother and daddy's life. Amen.
Mm.
Coming out in education, studying chemistry, biology, and all these things. Amen. Coming out, you know, with a great bachelor's degree and. They will let you think that maybe you're something.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
He does that to me, that's why I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm. want you to think that you're something, that you're coming out and you're going to have a great degree and you're going to do, you know, a great man, something like that. But God is looking for someone who is humble. He's looking for the humble. He's not looking for the
Amen.
Sometimes you're asked to give up things, amen. Bring that idea to you, amen. But he wants you to give them up. Look at Abraham. He was living with his family, his dad, everything. Perhaps Abraham was the breadwinner in the house. But God is saying to him, go, leave. What was he supposed to do? He had to make a choice.
That's right.
Make a decision. Amen. And tonight the Lord is calling you to be a witness. Amen. You have to make a choice. Amen. The prophet kept on saying, no doubt, in them days, they have fine sources. Like you have automobiles. And a good dad and mother like you are all half gods. That's see to it. You've got good clothes and a car. And just enjoy life. Just something like you have today. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We have all written. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This age has got a lot of riches. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to be lacking as youths. Amen. Personally speaking.
Amen.
But there's something that we have to give up to. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's turn to Luke 18. 22. 18. Luke 18. 18 to 22.
Yeah.
He said, and a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Amen.
Yeah.
He knew that there was something. Something eternal. There was that something that the Lord had placed in his soul, and it's in every soul, amen. That there is an eternity somewhere. And we are looking for it. The world is looking for it. My friends are looking for it. But they are satisfied with the wrong thing.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And he was looking for it. He was finding, he knew this Jesus could give it. And he went to him. He went to the right place. And perhaps you are coming to the right place. You are coming to church. Amen. You are listening to the message. You are doing the right thing. Amen. But now you have to act on what they say you have to do. Amen. When you come here and the pastor stands and preaches, now it's up to you that you have to act upon it.
That's right.
When they say you have to separate, now it's up to you that you have to separate.
Amen.
You are going to the right source. But the thing is, what are you doing about the right source?
That's right.
Amen.
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 And he said, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God.
Mm-hmm.
Thou knowest the commandment. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. We know the commandment. We know what a message is saying to us.
Yeah.
And are we doing it?
Amen.
As youths, are we doing it? We are the right place. We are under the message of the hour.
Amen.
We are the right place.
Amen.
This is
Amen.
Where the Lord has placed his name. Amen.
Amen.
We are here.
Amen.
But what are the benefit that we're taking out of it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Now when Jesus said these, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute it unto the poor.
Amen.
And thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come, follow me.
Amen.
Mm.
That was what was asked.
Yeah.
Sell all what you have. Amen.
Amen.
Sell your friends. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm go sell them on the market. I don't know, about that. Amen. Sell them in terms of separate yourself from them.
Amen.
That's what he's calling you to. Separate yourself from the things of the world that are hindering you to move on with your Christian life.
Mm.
Amen. That's what he's asking you to do.
Amen.
There is a cost, there is a price to pay.
That's right.
If he paid a price, then we have to pay a price. There is something that we have to pay.
Amen.
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 He knew the commandments. He observed the commandment. But what was his problem? He could not say, I will not bow. He could not be like the Hebrew children who said that they will not bow.
Amen.
In order to become witnesses. Amen.
Amen.
He said, no, I can't bow to this. Amen.
Yeah.
I can't let my riches go. Amen. It's too hard for him because he loses reputation. Sometimes it's too hard for us because then our friends will tease us. Amen. It wasn't easy. I remember when I came to Ireland. Amen. And I was in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I used to be Rockstar, amen. It's quite strange to see a rockstar standing over there. It's always quite impossible, amen. It's just the glory of God, amen.
Amen.
You know, as a rockstar, you know, the world looked up to me, amen. I came to Ireland. I came to church, and you know, I've heard of the message. I grew up in the message, as many believers say. They grew up in the message, amen. I grew up in the message, and God always preached the message, amen. I was in church as a little kid. I liked to dance in church, you know. I love music, amen. I really love music, so you know. I just kind of started, you know, around the age of I think I was in high school, amen. Until then, I have never heard of any other music. The main music I had was, you know, Christian music, and all I've had the music used to play on the radio, world music. But I've now got myself involved in it. Amen. And well, I went to high school, and I remember one day, this week, when you have this, you know, you have to show your talent, you know, or something like that. Or, you know, what you have, you just do it, you know. So, you know, I was walking around. It was my first day in high school, you know, and just walking around. You know, some people were painting, some people were drawing. And everybody was doing something. Then I had a voice, amen. You know, the prophet said, you know, until you're born again, when you hear the music, then let me catch you straight away. And I started to draw close to it. Amen. I started to move towards that room. And when I got there, I had them beat really well. Amen. I said, well, let me just go in and see what's going on. Amen. So when I opened the door and I walked in. Walked in the room. I said, look, what kind of music is this? I've never heard this before. Amen. And I've always been, you know, I've always liked the drums. You know, it's just been me when I was a kid in church. Sometimes I'll go and try to play the drums, but they'll just kick me away because they're too little. I've been making a mess because I wouldn't go all the time because I was still too little. And I was in somewhere in my house. So I liked the drums, and I saw this guy, you know, he had a great reputation at college, you know. He was a tall guy, you know, long hair, the back, you know, he was a great drummer, the best that was in the college. All the way he was hitting the drums, you know, that caught me. So, well, that's how I came first in contact with this music. So I asked my friend to say, but what kind of music is this? He said, oh, this is rock and roll. This is old-time rock and roll, you know, this one, you know, makes you dance, you know, it makes you, you know. And then I said, well, it's really nice, you know, it sounds great, you know. And then he said to me, did you have an MP3? You know, then they used to use these MP3s. I said, yeah, I do have it. I said, give it to me. I'll bring it back to you tomorrow. He said, well, okay, yeah, you can have it. So I gave it to him the next day. He came and had my MP3 with rock and roll music. Amen. And I started to listen to this music, and I started to get involved in this music. And this music started to catch me up, amen. And then I started to look things as the way the world was looking. And I started to go away from the word, amen. 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 I started to become just, a make believer or something like that. Amen. You know, you go to church, yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, you're not in it. Amen. I'll go to church on a Monday, on a Sunday morning, amen. And in the afternoon, I'll go and be playing with my band, amen. So, well, I got a band and I started to play rock and roll, and then, well, because of studies and things, you don't know how God works. But he moved me to Ireland. I had been in Ireland before I came here. It was for a school project, so I came here, you know, in Ireland. And I seen the place, and I liked the place, you know. So I said, well, let me come over there. I phoned my dad, he was in England, said, Dad, you go to, I like to go to Ireland and things, you know, that's how we came to Ireland. And I came back to the message church, and I've been almost 12 years, more or less, you know. But I was just lingering around, and not really good. So I came to the message church. You know, I remember when I came to church, with Brother Vlad leading the songs, I'll never forget that.
Amen.
Brother George was away. Amen. And Brother Vlad came, and I remember the song he sang was Coming Home.
Amen.
Amen. I said, well, something happened here. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, Coming Home. And when I heard that song, something started to quicken me. It's like the soul started to quicken itself again. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I went out of that day, the service went, the pastor came and preached. So when the next service came, and then I think his brother came from France, amen, to preach. And this brother came and started to blast rock and roll. And I said, but how is this, amen? And for me, that was so dear, amen. Mm-hmm. Because when I was coming, I promised my group in Italy to say, yeah, I'm coming back and we're going to make our first CD. Because man, we were becoming pretty famous, you know, so it was something great. Amen. And now this man is here saying the rock and roll is of the devil.
Hallelujah.
Now mom says, like, well, what is he talking about? But there was something within me that was saying that was the truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And there is always that something within you when the word is breathed that will tell you that is the truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But it's what will you do after that?
Yes.
What is your response? Amen.
Yes.
And when I heard it, I said, I have to do something about it. And the pastor comes the next day, and he also preaches about rock and roll. And he also says it's of the devil. Amen. And then after service, he said, if tonight you want to make a choice, you want to follow Jesus,
yeah,
raise up your hands. I was way back in the bracket in somewhere sitting there, and I raised my hand. I responded to the call. Amen.
Amen.
He was telling me to give it up, and I responded to the call, and I raised
Amen.
My hands. I said, yes, Lord, I will go. Amen.
Mm.
And then I went home. Now the hard part came. I have to delete the songs.
Amen.
Because you have to do something.
That's right.
You can't keep them.
Amen.
No matter how God can tell you to do that, to do that, there is still something that you have to do.
Amen.
I have to delete the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to scroll through them. Oh, man. And I'll see that one. It's really good with me. That one was really good. I remember them times to play that. And but I had to delete them. But it's so strange what happened that day as I was looking at those songs. I was just scrolling. I had a very old Nokia phone and scrolling. And all of a sudden, I don't know, because sometimes God can perform miracles as well.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, I found the file starting to delete themselves. I tried to stop it, it wouldn't stop.
Amen.
I saw a Pink Floyd file go. I saw ACDC file deleted. I saw them file starting to delete. I wrote it in the deleted. I said, what is going on? God was wanting me to be a witness. Amen.
Amen.
And he deleted them. But still. He left some few ones.
Yeah.
I was able to stop him. He said, this one you have to do.
Amen.
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 That's where God works.
That's
he
right.
may help, he may bring you a certain way, but then you have to carry on.
That's right.
We had that day about Lot's wife. Amen.
Amen.
He brought them out to a certain place, but then you have to go on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. And I got there now, those these little ones. So a man called Tracy Chapman, so I liked his music. But now at this point, it's all you delete this. Oh, I don't know, it's up to you. First day went. You know, and all this time I never told my dad anything about it. Now I do something, you know, just between me and God.
That's right.
Amen. So then that day went, and after some few days, I was in a small room, and you know, I started to pray, and then I made up my mind and said yes. I'll go all the way.
Mm.
I took the phone. I deleted those ones as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was like, you know, it was like a weight went off me. I said, yes, now I feel free.
Amen.
I started getting the word a little more, started to read my Bible more, started to pray more. Amen.
Mm.
And then after some few days after I got baptized, amen, got into college, amen.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I would say that really helped me a lot, you know, was prayer.
Amen.
Pray is the secret of
God.
Amen.
I remember the first time Brother Joe said to me, let's go to church and pray the whole night. I said, oh my goodness. How can we go and pray the whole night?
Amen.
I have just started praying and my prayer is going to go more than 10 minutes. Because now we're going to spend the whole night in church. What am I going to say? But it was a good time with Brother George.
Amen.
Blessing, you know, Brother George, I think, you know, it's a good point of contact, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thank the Lord that, you know, I met him, I thank the Lord around that Brother Chester.
Amen.
He's also doing the work of the Lord. It's a great encouragement to me, amen.
Hallelujah.
And that's how, amen, that I got to this place, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something that you have to do, amen.
Hallelujah.
That's the main point. There is something that you have to do.
Yeah. The
rich young brother, there was something that he had to do, amen.
Amen.
You have to give it up, amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, amen, the Lord is calling you, amen. This is your chance. This might be your chance tonight, amen.
Mm.
He's calling you to be a witness, amen.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
You know there's that little tent, amen. And you're like, there's no one, you can hide it from him, but you can't hide it from God, amen.
Amen.
He's calling you tonight.
Yes.
If you want to be a witness, you have to do it out. Amen. Choose you this day.
Yeah.
Try to understand, will you be like a Hebrew children and bear a great witness, or will you be like a rich young ruler? It's up to you. The choice is yours. Amen. And the prophet kept on saying, and the message, "Come follow me," 1963, he said, and before daylight dawned, the next morning, he was in hell. Screaming for Lazarus to come, put water on his stand. The change of the scene. Tonight may be your last stand. And tomorrow you may find yourself in hell. And I don't wish it for anyone.
No.
It is that we all see the great King.
Yes.
Amen. We go to that great place where we tread on those streets of gold. Amen.
Amen.
We go to the word and supper. That's our desire. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But there's something that you have to do.
Amen.
When he refused to look at where he ended up. Just that little thing. Just give up your riches. That's all.
Yeah.
But it was too dear. And it sent him to hell. Now it was too late. There was nothing he could do. But tonight, before we close, we cannot quote the greatest witness ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He's the greatest witness ever.
Amen.
And he didn't have to do it.
Amen.
We did not deserve it.
Amen.
To bear witness, we have to face the greatest examination ever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That examination was the cross.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. But how did he start preparing himself towards the cross? It was at Gethsemane.
Yes.
And that's where he started preparing himself for the cross. Amen. He started preparing prayer. It wasn't easy. Amen. He had no sin. But for you and me, this is what he did.
Yes.
And tonight he's not asking us to do the same thing. But he's giving a bit more than what we deserve. Amen.
Amen.
After all that he's done, what did he do? He comes back down with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
He could have just done it and said, "Well, you know what? I have done my part. Now it's up to you. If you obey, fair enough. If you don't, then you go to hell." But he said, "No, I wouldn't let it be so. I am going to send my Holy Ghost. I'm going to send the qualification." And he sent it on that day. And it is still here. It is the Holy Ghost to help you to overcome. Still, he's helping you to get to heaven. There is no excuses. There is no excuses. We can't keep on going this way.
Amen.
There is no excuses. He's done it all. More than it. More than able.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Amen.
There's no excuses, friends.
Mm-hmm.
He has died.
Yes.
He has rose again.
Amen.
He has sent the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He has sent the prophet.
Amen.
He has sent the message.
Amen.
What else do we want?
Mm-hmm.
And for all this, it's actually you just want him.
Amen.
Just give up.
Amen.
Just follow him. That's all what he's asking you to do.
It's
asking you just want him. That reputation, give it away.
Mm-hmm.
That friends, give it away. Those video games, give them away.
Yes.
That's all what he's asking you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Just the right attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You say it's too hard, isn't it? It might be too hard, but he's giving you the helping hand.
Amen.
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 Yes, yes.
Amen.
You're showing you the way of prayer.
Mm.
He's giving you, brethren, everyone, everything you need.
Amen.
Brought some serious, powerful messages.
Mm.
What are we doing about it?
Yes.
Mm. Amen. He's willing to give us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He's not even saying pay something. No, this is without price, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But the devil, what do you have to do? You have to pay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You come to church free, but you go to the disco and you pay.
Mm-hmm.
You come to church free, but you go to the football match and you pay.
Mm-hmm.
You come to church free, but you go to any other place and you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
It is free.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is
yes,
free.
Sir.
The Holy Ghost is free.
Yes,
then what are you doing about it?
Amen.
Amen.
It's without price.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
In Luke 11, 13, he said, "If then, being evil, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask
him,
that they will become witnesses."
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
He's willing. But it's our hearts ready for it.
Amen.
Amen.
It's all he's asking us tonight. Amen. wine and dance again, amen, tonight. I want us to really think about these things, amen. Do we really want to be a witness? Do we really want to go ahead? You know, ask you, do we really want to come to this message? Do we want to be just acquainted with it, or do we want to be a testimony? We want to be a witness of it. You can stand, but there are only two ways. Or you're in, or you're out. You know, you can try to put your feet here and put your feet there, but it's not going to work. God needs both feet. Amen.
Amen.
He's requiring all, not parts, but all.
Amen.
Amen. And tonight I want to invite the musicians up here. Amen. Before we hand ourselves back to the pastor. Amen.
Amen.
I want to get a pen and play it tonight, but how about this now to rise in my face? Amen.
Amen.
I like to read a quote. I don't want to just be
yes.
But let's receive this call in our soul. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Not in the mind. Because it won't work in the mind. Amen. Let's go from here to there. Amen. The prophet says, shall we bow our heads just a moment? As I heard the piano is playing softly, I want to ask this question. Would you like to be his witness? Would you like to hear him say, take all the sins of this person and place them upon my account? For down on earth in Chicago, now here in Dublin, they say, one night, they took a stand for me. And now, I will stand for them.
Amen.
Would you like to do that? Send a friend or backslider. If you would like, to show to God, while every head is bowed and everyone in prayer, would you like to say to God tonight, this night I'll take my stand, God.
Amen.
For you I'll testify of your goodness, if you will just save me now. I'll raise my hand, oh hear my backsliding. I'll raise my hand and say, I will be a witness for you wherever I go.
Amen.
Until I meet you in glory. And I want you to stand for me then. When I'll put up my hands now as a witness, I want you to stand for me, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You be his witness tonight. Amen. Let's invite the pastor to come tonight. Amen.
Tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you. You are with me.
Jesus is calling.
Amen.
God, the prophet says now he can look down with eyes of compassion.
Amen.
But very soon it's going to change.
Yes.
And those same eyes that once wept over Jerusalem,
yes,
they're going to be eyes of fire.
Amen.
And the prophet says, the one that would have been your savior is going to be your judge. And he's going to ask you on that day, what did you do with this Jesus called Christ?
Amen.
We look back in the Bible at those and say, but how could they have rejected him then? How could they have treated him like that back then? How could Pilate have done what he did? My friend, tonight, through the preaching of his anointed word, we all have Jesus on our hands.
Amen.
And what shall we do with this Jesus called Christ?
Amen.
We'll be just as guilty as Judas was guilty.
Yes.
We'll be just as guilty as Pilate was guilty. Because we can't wash Jesus off our hands. The prophet says he wanted to wash his blood off his hands. He says you can't wash the blood of Jesus off your hands. The only thing you can do is take it and apply it to your heart. And that's what I'm calling upon each and every one of us to do this evening. Now the word has gone forth. And I'll just say one thing. We don't really believe in big altar calls. Because the true altar is in your heart.
Amen.
That's where the decision is made. But my friend, don't forget what an altar is. An altar is something where you take a sacrifice. When you realize there's a transgression. When you realize there's separation. When you realize there's sin, you take something and you lay it upon the altar. And that which you lay upon the altar, be a lamb whatsoever, it represents that sin. It represents the source of what has caused that separation.
Amen.
And when you lay it on the altar, you're laying it there to die.
Yes.
You're not expecting to take it up alive once again. Now, you look inside of your life, especially young people. What do you need to lay upon the altar this evening? What is there that needs to die in your life?
Hallelujah.
What is causing a breach or separation between you and Christ who so softly and tenderly pleads, sinner, come home?
Amen.
What is holding you back from being a witness? What is holding him back from really pouring his spirit into your soul, into your life? What is holding you back from being somebody fully surrendered into the hands of Jesus in this day? Let's come to pray. And I'm asking you now to take whatever it is, as the Lord has spoken to you. You know, with Brother Max, it was his music. It was his reputation. But he had to go and make a decision. And he had to lay that upon the altar. And he had to be willing for that to die in his life. And as soon as he did that, Christ did the rest.
Amen.
Christ quickened him. And Christ delivered him. And Christ cleaned his phone from him.
Amen.
My friend, he is more than willing to do the same to you. But it's not being double-minded that achieves anything with God.
Amen.
Don't halt between two opinions. Choose ye this day who you will serve. And whatever holds you back, if you've made your choice to serve Christ, whatever it is that you can see, maybe it's girls, maybe it's your friends, maybe it's the fashions of this world, maybe it's music, maybe it's your reputation, whatever that it is, my friend, you're not going any further with God.
Amen.
Until you lay that upon the altar.
Amen.
And I'm giving you the opportunity this evening in his presence.
Amen.
As you had come to a prayer that you, because only you can lay it upon the altar.
Right.
Nobody else can do it for you.
Yes.
You've got to make that decision in your heart.
Amen.
You've got to open the door to your soul. And you've got to say, Jesus, I lay it aside. Let it die inside of me, Lord.
Amen.
Let me die to it and let it die to me. And I guarantee you, new life will come in.
Amen.
You'll never be the same. Something will take place if you do that earnestly. Don't forget the second part. It's not enough just to do it inside of your heart. You've now got to go and act. If it's a girl, you need to separate yourself from that girl. If it's a boy, there's got to be a separation. If it's your friends, there's got to be a change in your lifestyle. If it's music, you've got to press the delete button yourself. If it's books, if it's pornography, whatever it is, you've got to make the step. But my friend, God sends his fire upon the sacrifice. When the sacrifice is laid correctly in order upon the altar, you'll find fire comes from heaven. And there'll come a dynamite inside of your soul. There'll be something inside of you that wants to express itself as a witness. And you'll be able to say like Paul, that it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ now that lives inside of you. And it'll be a witness of a living experience. So let's come to the altar in our hearts as we pray. And let's come and lay whatever it is upon the altar. Let's all come to a time of prayer.
See whom you might devour, and we are trusting in you, Lord, that you give us. As we stay behind thy will, Lord, help us, Father, that we would never leave from that place, but that we would completely be surrendered to thy will, that we may obey thy word, Lord. Grant us your grace tonight.
Amen. It's a single song. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him. Amen.
My Savior calling, I can hear my Savior calling, I can hear my Savior.
I'll go with you.
good seed can be sown. And you can even receive it. And you can make a resolution and you can make a vow. And if you don't carefully go out there, and the atmosphere changes. And the birds of the air, they come to pluck away that good something that you received. The best thing that you can do when you receive something from the Lord, act upon it as quickly as
you can. Amen.
Act on it and testify of it. And let it become part of your experience.
Amen.
Don't allow the devil to rob you of the blessing, my friend.
Amen.
Take advantage of the grace of God. Receive it, not in vain. And let the Lord complete the task which He started this evening inside.
Amen.
Let's sing one more. Then we ask Dean, if you're close to us, please get a word of prayer.
Hallelujah.
So appreciate the word. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
It was wonderful stuff. It was sweet to the soul.
Amen.
It was challenging, saints.
Amen.
The word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Amen.
It searches you within. And I don't think any of us this evening have left the second.
Amen.
Something's really spoken to every single one of us.
Amen.
I want to be a better witness.
That's right.
So I'm trying to look at what is hindering me from being a more effective witness.
Amen.
And I'm sure every one of us is the same. So we really praise the Lord. Thank Him for His word, for His goodness and His grace.
Amen.
Is that Sister Mummy okay?
Yes.
Yes, God bless you, Sister Mummy.
Amen.
Meet you, Sister, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's sing one more, then we ask Dee to close for us in the word of prayer.
Come in, come out. The spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. The spirit and the rock. That hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Never fear. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. The Spirit and the
saying to us, Lord, Father God, that We need to respond to thee, Lord Father God.
Amen.
Lord, there's no point of you, Lord Father God, trying to, Lord, send a message to us, Lord, and just keep shunning me away, Lord Father God.
Amen.
Lord, give us the strength, Lord Father God.
Amen, Lord.
When we want to respond, Lord, want you to give us the strength to respond, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We know, Lord Father God, when that happens, Lord, anything is possible, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord Father God, Lord, we want to revive the Lord with the youth, Lord Father God.
Amen.
So, Lord, the things, Lord, that I'm doing and the Brother Max Jr. is doing and all
Amen.
The other youth, Lord, may they inspire
Hallelujah.
Others, Lord Father God, to do the same. Lord Father God, we know that you've been speaking to the youth, Lord Father God, and we know and we believe that something will happen, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord Father God, we know this is going to be a new year, Lord Father
Amen.
Lord, where this youth are going to rise up, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to bless the next week's meeting as well, Lord. But we also, Lord, do not want to forget about, Lord, the service on Sunday as well, Lord Father God. Keep us in prayer for that, Lord Father God. We just want to humble ourselves before thee, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, keep us, Lord, we just want to pray for thee as well, Lord Father God. Every chance we get, every opportunity, be in everything we say and do, Lord Father God. Lord, thank you, Lord, for tonight, Lord. We didn't know how it was going to go, Lord, but Lord, it went really smoothly, Lord, and we just have to thank thee for that. Even, Lord, myself, Lord, you were speaking to me, Lord, throughout the week, Lord, Father God. Lord, my brother George, Lord, told me, Lord, they want me to lead the songs. I was nervous at first, but Lord, Father God, you gave me the strength, Lord, to come before you. And Lord, Father God, to deliver the songs to thee, Lord. So I just want to thank thee for that, Lord, for the end. I just want to, Lord, Father God, for you not to leave my side and to continue, Lord, Father, to, Lord, help me, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we commit everything unto thee in thy precious, most holy name, we pray. Amen.
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 Let's sing one as we dismiss. Let's reach the saints. So if you see Brother Lubanza there,
Amen.
Put some additional pressure upon Brother Max Jr. But once the nerves went past, it became a sweet time.
Amen.
So we're ready to appreciate. God bless saints. Until Sunday, Brother Tommy will be with us. Let's bring in the lost. He's coming to evangelize, pray for the sick.
Amen.
Let's take advantage. Invite your neighbors, invite your friends, and may the Lord have his wonderful way.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Safe journey on.
What I yearn to be, I'm not. What I want to be, but I know one thing, I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. Lord, give me the strength as I run this race, to stay on the path no matter what I face. Jesus Christ in my heart, I feel the change growing from the start. You can bring a clear thing out of a nothing, none but Jesus God's going on the sea. Lord, make me anew. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling. die.